Hi, this is Lisa Mattson with Jordan Vineyard and Winery, and we'd love to share a little bit about everyday life with Jordan with you through our blog at blog.jordanwinery.com, and we also invite you to come and visit us this summer and fall through our new estate tour and tasting.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. If you like music from the 80s and you like Cabernet Sauvignon, I have a fantastic mix for you. I laughed my rear end off watching this fantastic video that Lisa Mattson put up for us on Jordan Winery's blog, and it's also up on Vimeo. We'll have those up for you. Lisa Mattson, Director of Marketing and Communications for Jordan Vineyard and Winery, based out of Healdsburg. She is a videographer, photographer, writer, publicist, and she should say author also to her list of credentials. She is the one behind Jordan Vineyard and Winery being voted the best winery blog of 2013 and winner of the best original photography or video through the Wine Blog Awards. And actually, they're going to be gearing up for the 2014 voting as well here shortly. But Lisa, talk to us about the idea behind, the inspiration behind getting inspired for this really fun video.
Well, I definitely cannot take all of the credit for Get Fit, our latest music video. The idea for that video started with Erin Malone and myself. She's also a videographer here, so we share most of the shooting responsibilities, and she edits all the videos. Very, very talented young woman. And we started talking about doing a new video, and we try to do one a year in terms of our funny videos, music videos, and then the rest of the time, we're focusing mostly on more
serious brand
videos, yes. Travel videos, lifestyle videos, food, wine, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And John Jordan stopped by my office when Erin and I were talking, and he says, you know, we should do a desker-size video.
Oh.
And we started laughing, and we were saying, yeah, you could do like 1980s desker-size, because our safety coordinator here implemented a desker-size program.
Really?
In March. So it was kind of a joke on that at first, but then it took on a life of its own, because then Erin said, well, why don't we try to bring in the new releases with May? And I said, well, May is National Fitness Month. And then Lori Green, the marketing manager here, she and Erin started brainstorming one night over cocktails in Healdsburg or something, and we're like, maybe we should make it into like an 80s dance video. But then Erin and I started talking about the song Maniac, and we were like, we have to start it with Maniac. We have to do, like, foot on the barrel instead of, like, tape wrapping like the girl did in Flashdance.
Yes, yes.
So we just kind of, you know, got some ideas, and, of course, we were like, oh, Footloose, got to do the Footloose dance scene. So it just kind of took on a life of its own. It's kind of how things are here at Jordan. It's a team effort. So everyone was involved in the production, and this is one of those, the 80s is something that a lot of people love, and a lot of us that work here were born in the 70s, grew up in that era. And so everyone really wanted to participate in that video. I mean, everyone that's dancing in there is an employee of Jordan.
It just blew my mind, because the whole time I'm watching it, I'm thinking, oh, my God, you guys got everybody, even all the vineyard workers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The vineyard team, they also appeared in our Gangnam Style video.
I loved that, too.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the kind of thing where I think that the team, everyone really gets around it now, and they look forward to it. And it's not just for our fans. It's also really great team building within the company. And
okay,
we record a lot of bloopers during these shoots that Erin puts together, a really awesome blooper reel for our annual employee Christmas party, where we show that to everyone and everyone laughs and they reminisce about everything that took place this year through the behind the scenes of our videos that we've shot and all the mistakes that were made that never ended up on camera.
Whoa, I'd love to be a fly on a wall and watch that. It occurs to me that John Jordan, it must be just a fantastic boss, because he is so open to all this creativity, and he must really be the one who fosters all of this.
Absolutely. He's an amazing boss. He's definitely created a culture here at the company that he gives all the employees kind of the freedom to be creative and come up with new ideas. And once you have one, he's very supportive of it and says, you know, let's go with it. So it's definitely the most creative environment that I've ever worked in, where creativity is fostered and rewarded and encouraged. And so it's really, 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 really fun place to work if you're in, you know, marketing and PR and photo and video, multimedia, because Aaron and I get to do a lot of creative things that we wouldn't be able to do a lot of other places.
It's a kind of a double-edged sword. Sometimes I'm amazed at how creative people are in marketing and public relations. And sometimes I'm amazed that they have their head in the sand and they don't realize how much they could benefit from being thinking out of the box and being real creative.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely double-edged sword. And there's the part of it where people in the wine business tend to have too much work on their hands. And so they're just struggle. They wear a lot of hats, and so the marketers are usually just struggling to keep their head above water between getting information out to, like, event information for a wine dinner or tablecloths or tasting notes or getting things updated on the website or hosting a tasting, and they are not in a position where they're able to step outside their tactical brain into the creative space. And I think that's a challenge for a lot of people. And then I think there's some fear, you know, in the wine business. And that's why we like to do what we do at Jordan, because, you know, everybody says, oh, well, you know, wine, and we've made it so intimidating over the past, you know, 30 years in American culture. And John is a firm believer that, hey, just because you're a serious winery and you are very committed to making high-end, very elegant, food-friendly wines doesn't mean that you can't let your hair down and show people that wine is not stuffy. Because when people do come to Jordan, yes, it's a grand chateau and it's very stately and it might be intimidating at first, but as soon as you walk in that door, you're always greeted by a very friendly person. Everyone that works here, we love what we do and we're down to earth people. You know, it's humble, it's approachable. We like to have fun and we like when people to come here, they have a great experience, but they also see that, you know, the staff, we're not stuffy wine people. And so we try to, you know, get that across a little bit every now and then in our music videos.
Lisa, tell listeners where they need to go online to be able to watch this latest video that is kind of a heads up to the fact that May is National Fitness Month, but this is going to be applicable all year round because who doesn't need to be incorporating fitness into their life?
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll get to see some wine bottle dumbbells
in action in the video too.
You just go to our blog. It's blog.jordanwinery.com. That's the easiest place. And you'll see on the homepage, just scroll down there. It's one of our most recent posts. And from there, if you're on a mobile device, you'll be able to watch the Vimeo version, but there's also a click-through from there to go to YouTube if you're on a desktop and you want to watch an HD version of the video and you prefer to watch on YouTube. It's on both Vimeo and YouTube.
And the latest releases from Jordan right now are the 2012 Chardonnay and 2010 Cabernet Sauvignon?
Correct. Russian River Valley Chardonnay and Alexander Valley Cabernet.
And am I correct in thinking that listeners are going to be able to vote once again on the Wine Blog Award competition coming up here shortly?
That should be coming up very shortly. The nominations period where everyone nominates which blogs they think should be finalists happened about a week and a half ago. So I expect that any day now, probably I'd say definitely by the end of this month, if you go to wineblogawards.org, there will be all of the finalists listed, and hopefully Jordan. We were nominated in three categories this year, the same two that you mentioned, and then also a single blog post about our April Fool's Day spoof blog post
yes,
we did.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens with that. But, fingers crossed that we'll get at least one or two nominations again this year.
I love what you do at Jordan. Love what you do at Jordan.
Thank you so much.
We will have links up for you to learn more and to follow what they do at Jordan Winery. Just fantastic videos. The website is blog.jordanwinery.com, but there are other links we'll have up as well that Lisa Mattson mentioned. Lisa Mattson, Director of Marketing and Communication for Jordan Vineyard and Winery of Healdsburg. You're listening to iWine Radio.